secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Ohio native Brandi Gleason is chief writer at Gleason Family Adventure and creator of the 1.2 million member Ohio Road Trips Facebook group. She has written 4 books, including 100 Things to Do in Ohio's Amish Country Before You Die, and co-wrote the Ohio section of Midwest Road Trip Adventures in Midwest State Parks. She's here today to talk to us about her book, 100 Things to Do in Ohio Before You Die, and to tell us that there's plenty of summertime left for travel in the state of Ohio, and it's even better in the fall. So welcome to Craft, Brandi Gleason.
Thank you for having me.
In your book, 100 Things to Do in Ohio Before You Die, you describe many tourist activities in Ohio. Which ones do you find yourself recommending most often?
Oh, that's such a great question. And I have a hard time narrowing it down because everybody is looking for something different. So let's lean into if you're a family and you're looking for something to do as a family. The zoos we have here in the great state of Ohio are really amazing. There's one in every section. So you don't have to just, you know, pick one. You can go to Toledo, Cincinnati, Akron, Columbus. Couples, there are so many great things. There's a pinball place up at Girard, Ohio called Pastimes Arcade. And it is something my husband and I love to go and do. It's for $20. You can play all day in and out. When it's lunchtime, you can step out, get something to eat, then go back and keep playing some retro pinball games and some more current ones. So those are two of my favorites.
So in many families, things like pinball games, or in my family, board games, occasionally cause some distress among the less successful members of the family. Have you had that problem at a pinball arcade?
I usually try to stay away from Matt. And if he starts winning, I'll just like poke him in the sides or something so he gets distracted.
Nice. Yeah. Tickle them while they're playing. That's totally fair. It's better than tilting the board. Yeah. What are some personal favorites of your own that you would go back to?
So there are a couple places that I find myself going back to year after year. One of those is Lakeside Chautauqua, which is up on Lake Erie. It is a gated community during the summer, and you can just go in. You feel like you have stepped back in time. You walk the streets. You can look at the houses. There's great architecture. There's food. You can rent kayaks or canoes. You can play at the beach. And they also have what they call the most beautiful mile in Ohio, just beautiful flowers growing along the shores of Lake Erie.
What hidden places in Ohio that are in your book do you think should be better known? What are places that not very many people know about that you think they really should?
Well, I think that Southern Ohio is the hidden gem. Everybody knows Hocking Hills, but if you go a little further, maybe like to Marietta. I love Marietta. It has a Borglum statue down there. That's the guy who actually carved Mount Rushmore. So there is a statue down there that you can see. The history is so rich. You can take a ride on a sternwheeler. You can dine in historic buildings. And, you know, there's a little bit of haunted history down there too, which is kind of fun. Ooh. And there's a museum about morticians and morgues. It's just got everything you can imagine down there. And I don't think people know what a hidden gem Marietta is.
There's also a road from roughly south of Lancaster to Marietta called the 555.
The triple nickel.
Yes, is a lot of fun on, say, a motorcycle, sports car, something like that. I've ridden it a couple different times, and it's a great way to get to Marietta, which I think it ends near Marietta, but my geography is not the world's best, so my memory.
That's all right. It's okay to get a little lost on scenic byways.
Yeah, and I have done that on a number of occasions, wondering how did I get here, and GPS came to my rescue, so... Your bio says that one of your favorite quotes is, "In order to write about life, first you must live it." That's by Ernest Hemingway. How do you live out that quotation? What is your way of keeping up with Ernest Hemingway?
So the funny story is that you probably didn't read about in my bio is I have 8 children. So we have done things as a family And that's how I actually fell into this writing gig. I just was writing about the things that we were doing as a family. And the most important part about life is living it. You blink one day and your kids are all grown up. So while you're living life, while you're doing the general things in life, even if you're at a small county park that you've been to 10 different times, there's always something new or something else you can find while you're there. So always looking for that surprise find. Somebody posted on one of my social media posts recently, Brandy, you're so visceral. You get into the guts of the place. You know what I mean? Like you just go and find that. So it's a driver for me to find the coolest things within a location and bring it to life in my own life.
What's next for you and your adventure family? I understand you've got a book about unique restaurants and eateries in Ohio coming out soon.
That's due today. So who schedules an interview on the day that you have a book due? That's me, Trini Gleason. Yeah. So that book is coming up. It will be coming out in the spring of next year. It has 84 different restaurants. I've probably put on about 20 pounds. I'm training for a half marathon to run those things off. Ohio is filled, I mean, to the brim with delicious places to eat, chef-driven restaurant, mom-and-pop places that have been around more than 100 years. GNR Tavern has one of the thickest bologna sandwiches you will ever eat. And it's in a little town called Waldo that you would drive by if you didn't know it was there.
I have been through Waldo, but I did not get the thickest bologna sandwich, which is funny because, you know, I grew up having plenty of bologna and have not really gone back. Although I have friends who were very into the fried bologna.
That's what it is.
Phenomenon that I wasn't as into. But going along with the theme of restaurants and eateries, in your book, 100 Things to Do in Ohio Before You Die, you mentioned that possibly the last York Steakhouse exists in Columbus, Ohio. Which came as a surprise to me. I remember York Steakhouses when I was a little kid.
Yeah. So when you open the door and you walk inside, it looks just like it did in the 70s. I remember eating there as a young girl with my parents after church. They'd take us to York Steakhouse and I got to order the ground sirloin steak, which really wasn't a steak, but I was a kid and I thought it was. Yeah. When you sit down, you still feel like what it felt like when you were there as a kid. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it stuck out to me as one of the odder things about the local Columbus area places in your book was the final York Steakhouse. Wild. You also mentioned Central Ohio Schmitz, Columbus Zoo, the Ohio Theater, Kosai Zip Zone Outdoor Adventuring, the Ohio History Center, the Book Loft of German Village, Tangier Outlets near Sunbury, Japan Marketplace on Old Henderson, and Grove City. So when you were around Central Ohio, how long did it take you to pick out this list and these specific things?
If any business owner is listening, if I email you or call you and you return my call and you are interested in being interviewed,
on the list.
Definitely put you in my book. I think that's the biggest hurdle that I run into in trying to interview people or get information. Sometimes they think, oh, this is a scam or this isn't for real. Sometimes I just pop in and I find enough information to write about. That was a big marker on how things got put in or get put into my books, as if actually people help me write what I need to write.
Mm-hmm. Willing to talk about it. It's a lesson for us all. Sometimes respond to those emails that are a little bit surprising and you aren't sure what's on there. Brandy Gleason, thank you very much for talking to me today. The book is 100 Things to Do in Ohio Before You Die. What's the name of the book that you're turning in today? Can I ask that or is
you
that
can
a
ask.
Secret?
That's in Eateries of Ohio.
Oh, okay. So the subject matter and the title are the same.
Exactly the same.
Brandy Gleason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.